Dame Catherine Cookson died in 1998, and a year later, a musical celebrating her 50-year marriage opened on Tyneside. Tom and Catherine played two sell-out houses, and it's expected to do so again when it comes back to the stage in Tyneside next spring. Its writer Tom Kelly joined me down the line to tell me more. Tom, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio. So, what was the genesis of the musical?
Well, really it was, we just worked on a musical called The Machine Gunners, but director Rhys Spencer, who now runs the Customs House, and John Miles, who's perhaps best known for Music Was My First Love. We'd just done that musical, which had been to the Edinburgh Festival, and we were just having a drink in the bar at the Customs House, and we talked about Catherine, and Catherine, you know, she had just passed away around a year ago, and someone said, well, it would be a good idea to do something on her life. And that was the genesis of it, when that simple little, as are most things, I suspect, really, it's just a bunch of people getting together and saying, let's pursue that. And because she was incredibly popular, and we really genuinely felt there would be an audience to come and see a musical about her and her husband.
And were you a fan of her work yourself?
I knew her work. I wasn't kind of a red-hot fan of hers, but I knew. My mum, for example, would always get the new Catherine Cookson book. And most mums and grandmothers and lots and lots of people in the area did that. She had such a following. They would swap books around. My mum would give it a book to the lady across the road and vice versa. So, and now when you look at how many books she's sold, 123 million. It's kind of incredible that this woman from a pretty deprived background goes on to write over 100 books and sells over 123 million.
And worldwide, indeed.
Worldwide, and translated in so many languages.
Now, her marriage with Tom lasted half a century.
It
was an up-and-down marriage. I mean, they were very loyal to each other, but it had its troubles, didn't
very
it?
Very much so. That one of the saddest things for her was that she could never have children, and she had a number of miscarriages throughout her life. And when Tom went into the RAF during the war, she followed him, and she went into stayed in B&Bs wherever he was, and that she had the miscarriages on two or three of them in that environment. So you can imagine how difficult that was for her. And then that led to her nervous breakdowns and being institutionalised at one point. So Tom had to sustain her throughout that period. That wasn't easy. And also there was a woman called Nan who lived with Catherine and cared her mother at one time and was very possessive of her. And eventually, you know, Tom said, look, it's either Nan or me. And Nan eventually went with a very bad heart.
I believe Nan turned up to their wedding with a gun.
Well, she not at the wedding, but not that long before. She is said to have done that, yes. And that's quite possible because she was in the forces before that. So there's lots of stories that become slightly, you know, exaggerated. But I suspect that would be a possibility.
And you use the device of Tom and Catherine reflecting on their marriage from their old age.
Well, I wrote the book for the show and the lyrics for the show. And it was my idea that we'd have three lots of Tom and Catherine. So we had Tom and Catherine as children, in middle age, and also as the elderly couple, you know, near death. And she's reminiscing, as we all do, at different parts of her life. She's looking back, and she sees herself in Jarrow, and she sees the shipyards, because the shipyards at the time were fairly booming. She lived in Jarrow at that point, and Jarrow had one of the biggest shipyards in Europe, Palmer's, which was opened in 1851 and closed in 1933, which led directly to the Jarrow Crusade of 1936. So it was this, and her father, a step grandfather and a step brother worked in the shipyards. So the show begins with her seeing that the men walking down Ellison Street in Jarrow, their boots sort of clamping down the street to go to work in the shipyards. And then she, a love affair with a guy called Tom Daly that nothing came of it, because she allegedly said because she lived in an area that she wasn't posh enough in his eyes. And then she worked in Harton Workhouse, which is now the General Hospital in South Shields. She worked there as a laundry checker, and then eventually she moved out of the area.
Tom and Catherine, the musical, was a sellout when it was first staged in 1999, and I believe there's another chance to see it next spring.
Yeah, there is. So it's 20 years. 20 years or 20 years? It's more than 20 years. It's on at the Customs House, which is Mill Dam in South Shields. And it's on there from March the 6th until March the 9th.
And you've also made a short film about her life.
That's right, yeah. You can go and see it on online. It's made by three local filmmakers called Unified Media. So if you tap in Unified Media there, you'll see their site and you'll see Our Catherine, which is a film which is shown at an exhibition which is on at The Word. And that's when you go to The Word, you'll find lots and lots of information on her life in this exhibition, but you'll also see the film as well.
I've checked it out. It's remarkably accessible for a film. Now, Dame Catherine was a generous supporter of charities, not least RNIB. Did she suffer from sight loss herself?
Yeah, so I think the last 68 years she was virtually blind and bedbound, but that didn't stop her from writing because she recorded the stories and then they were typed up and then read back to her. And if people got a semicolon wrong, she told them.
A formidable woman.
Very much so. One of the best stories that I heard about her was that when she died, her husband Tom, the nurse was looking after him and said, "Mr. Cookson, you'll have to have your hair cut." And he says, "Oh, yes, I will." Yeah, he says, "By the way, who used to cut your hair?" He says, "Oh, the gardener." Because Catherine said, "If he can cut grass, he can cut hair."
Clearly a woman who grew up scrimping and saving, who carried it through even when she was a very wealthy woman towards the end of her life.
That's right, very much so. You know, one of the saddest things that, from her perspective, was not only not having children, but that she became a dame. But because of illness, she wasn't able to receive that honour, you know, in London. And that was a sad thing for her at that point in her life.
Well, her legacy certainly lives on, not just because the Catherine Cookson Trust is generously continuing her work to...
It does that. It supports lots and lots of causes throughout the North East in particular.
And also RNIB helping ensure that people with sight loss have access to books and learning. But clearly her legacy is going to live on with your musical, Tom and Catherine, which will be at the...
Customs House, Mill Dam, South Shields, that's Tyne and Wear, and that will be from March the 6th, which I think is a Tuesday, until the Friday the 9th.
Well, I hope that you have sell-out audiences again and that there isn't a dry eye in the house.
I'm sure there won't be.
Thank you very much, Tom Kelly.